Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the RogerViews.com 2016 AVN Awards podcast series. This is a series of podcasts where I, Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com, adult film critic and apparent podcaster, go over the 2016 AVN Award nominations list. If you missed the first one, please go back and listen to it because it covers a lot of the basic housekeeping stuff. I'd like to not do that at the beginning of every one, but I'll briefly do it quickly. Follow along, please. Go to avnawards.avn.com, look for nominees, and follow along. We're only like 4 categories in. Basic overview, you should know by now who AVN is. I am a voter on their list. We go over each and every category, keeping in mind that I'm not going to reveal my winners, but I will give you my thoughts overall on the category, and maybe give you hints that you can guess at. There's that. Sponsorship. This is an unsponsored podcast at this time. If you would like to sponsor it, contact me, and it's yours. I don't know. Reasonably priced. Very. I will plug your website. Hey, female performers, directors, if you want your stuff talked about, send over some eye candy, man. Send over a fan-signed picture or something, and we will absolutely just talk about you, just because people like pretty pictures to look at. I'll put it up next to this thing, and the fans listening to me drone on can at least look at a pretty girl while they do it. That might be better. That's about it. Please visit RogerViews.com. Please visit our sponsors, our advertisers, because that helps keep the site going and alive and fantastic. And let's just do this. We'll get into this. We started and we did the first 4 categories yesterday, so we're down to best all-girl group scene. Before we get there, first sidebar of the day already. What are we into this, engineer Raj? 2 minutes in, first sidebar. First sidebar is, you're going to notice if you're new to this, how many categories there are. Best all-girl group scene. So, of all the sex scenes shot in all the world, on all the websites and all the DVDs, throw away all the ones that are boy-girl. Now throw away all the ones that are simply girl-girl. And what you have left is best all-girl group scene. Now we're going to do a best all-girl scene later. Then we're going to do 3 ways of every kind, and it just... I won't say it gets ridiculous. I've had a lot of you come in and say, this is ridiculous. And the common sense guy in me says, yeah. But the critic in me says, well, hold on. You know, that's a... Yeah, it's there. Anyway, best all-girl group scene. Now, this starts at 3 and up. I'm expecting at some point there to be best all-girl threesome, because you have best boy-girl-girl and boy-boy-girl threesome. Why not best all-girl threesome? How about that? My category for next year, best all-girl threesome. That means group scene is more than 3. Crickets. It's because there's no audience. Here we go. Best all-girl group scene. Angela 2, Angela White, Alexis Texas, Annika Albright. Let me just tell you before we even continue, Angela White is one of the hottest women on the planet. She is pretty. Her body is amazing. Natural breasts like you won't believe, and she is a fantastic performer. I only reviewed 1 DVD while I was on vacation. I just recently took a 2-week vacation away from everything. It was really nice. I was unplugged for most of the 15 days. It was beautiful. I did review 1 DVD, and it was an Angela White movie, Angela Loves Threesomes. And I was blown away by every scene. She's just fucking amazing. And this one's great, too. I mean, again, you combine her incredible breasts with Alexis Texas, still arguably the best ass in all of porn, and then Annika Albright, last year's performer of the year and all around everybody's hot girl, and you have a great, great threesome. That was really good. Angels and Devils from Hustler, Natasha Voya, Zoe Monroe, Kiara Nicole, The Business of Women, Vanessa Veracruz, Shyla Jennings, Abigail Mack. I'm going to shorten this list a little bit, at least the performers. Chanel movie number 1, Chanel Preston's movie with Chanel Preston, Dahlia Sky, and Danny Daniels. College Rules 20 from Morally Corrupt. Girls Kissing Girls 17 from Sweetheart, Massage School Dropouts from Wicked, Jessica Drake, Leslie Zen, Remy LaCroix, Katrina Jade, and Vicky Chase. Nice big all-girl scene there. Me and My Girlfriend 10, Meet Adra Fox, with Adra Fox, Riley Reid, and Remy LaCroix. There's a lot of star power in that threesome as well. Ms. Grey, which is Severe Society's version of 50 Shades of Grey, is an all-girl version. Very interesting movie I just watched. I love Severe Society. The people there are amazing. They're just great people, let alone great filmmakers. And Lily Cade, Casey Warner, and Dolly Lee. Lily Cade is underrated. You're going to hear me mention her name a lot because I really like her a lot. She's super hot. All-girl performer. Really good at it. Seduction Diaries of a Femme from Adam and Eve. Sisterhood from Digital Playground. We talked about the fact that until I get the box from Pulse, I haven't seen Digital Playground movies for the first time in years. Lots of stars here, though, too. Danny Daniels, Anik Albright, Lexi Bell, Maddie O'Reilly's in there, Keisha Gray. So that sounds like a fun one to watch. Spontaneous 2 from Belladonna, Dana D'Armond, Sarah Chavon, Skin Diamond, Gabriella Paltrova. You guys know how I feel about Dana D'Armond. Love her. Spring Break Fuck Parties 4 from Team Skeet. The Turning, Girls Way, Girlfriend Films. I think what I noticed most in that list is it's top heavy. Some of these scenes I'm sure are great, but Spring Break Fuck Parties 4 has Angelina Miley, Chloe Brooke, Rachel Rose, and Nikki LaVey. I did see that movie. I liked it. I liked the scene, actually. It's the girls are hot. But you're going to compare that to, you know, The Turning, which has Adriana Chechik, Carter Cruz, among others. Or Meet Adra Fox with Adra and Riley and Remy. Or Girls Kissing Girls, AJ Applegate, Adra Fox, Kenna James. There's definitely a kind of a top-heavy nature here. My favorite scene, just for pure what the hottest one was, Angela 2. Angela White, Alexis Texas, Anik Albright. That's my favorite of the bunch. I don't know that that will win. I would lean toward... I don't know. It's a tough call. The bigger group scenes don't always win because I don't think they're always as well shot. I think the Meet Adra Fox one has a really good shot at winning, to be perfectly honest. I think she's got a good chance at really stepping it up this year. Last year's winner in that category was Anik Albright, Danny Daniels, and Carly Montana in Annika 2 from Hard X. So I think sometimes threesomes have an advantage here because you can focus. If you get a star-packed threesome, right? Annika, Angela, and Alexis. Too many A's. Too much alliteration. An abundance of alliteration? Is that what I'm looking for there? I think it's easier to focus on super, super hot girls. And I know as a viewer, I get frustrated when you switch away from something that I'm interested in watching. I always call this the Ginger Lynn, Sharon Mitchell principle, because back in the day, when everything was kind of a semi-feature, there would always be at least one time in a movie when two scenes were going on at once. And it happened quite often in the early Vivid movies, which had Ginger Lynn in them. She actually was one of the first stars to get her name in almost every title. But there would be Ginger Lynn, who I loved, in a movie, and she's doing her thing in one scene, and everything's going great, and they cut invariably to Sharon Mitchell, who has a great, long, illustrious career in our industry, but was not someone I was particularly attracted to. So I would go from hot to cold and get very frustrated at the way movies were cut. Now they don't usually... I called it intercut. I don't think that's actually a term, but I think it's just something I made up. But intercutting between two scenes is rare these days, but you still cut away from... In a group scene, you're cutting away from one particular visual to another, or one girl to another, or one couple to another. And in this case, I think that's what sometimes happens. There you go. There's my first theory of the podcast. We are 9 minutes into this thing, and we've done one category. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Because now I'm going to go into another sidebar, and we may end up with a really long second podcast here. But that is the change in screener policy. 4 years, I've been getting boxes of DVDs weekly, monthly, and then at the end of the year, we get these massive award boxes. I got my first big box of the year this year from Jules Jordan Video. Still get several weekly from Jules and his various arms now, Kink and Amateur Allure and the Morally Corrupt People, who, by the way, still will not answer an email 3 years in. I am trying like hell to promote your product, but I cannot log into my own affiliate account, and when I email you, you don't respond. If anybody knows anybody who works at Morally Corrupt, their web service is poor. But this year, a lot of companies have changed. Evil Angel has gone to just digital. They don't send DVDs to us at all anymore. But they do give us access to their websites. Their reasons for that are, and I'm allowed to quote this, we don't sell DVDs, we sell movies. And, you know, it makes sense. Most people now are watching on their computer or their device. They're not watching DVDs. I'm old school that way. I get it. I still vastly prefer DVDs. It's easier for me after doing this for 20 years. I have a system. And the system is changing. One of the ways I'm adjusting to that with Evil Angel is I'm reviewing individual scenes now. I just started that in December. Some of you may have noticed that. It's just easier. I can get them up faster. And if I'm going to have to stream, it's just quicker. It's less load on my computer, and it's just easier for me. I still prefer the DVDs. So Evil Angel made that change. I believe they gave us a pass to their website last year and did not send a big box of 200 movies, which is fine. But other companies have stopped pretty much completely. Pulse is one of them. Brazzers, which means Reality Kings and all of their flavors, along with Digital Playground. I believe Hustler also is now switched over. I contacted Pulse to ask them. They're not doing it. So I have not seen a lot of those movies. So if you're wondering why I haven't seen nearly as many this year as I have in the past, it's because I'm not getting them. And it makes it tough. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do on the ballot. I need to speak with some people. My tendency is going to be, if they don't send something or give access to it, then there's no way I can vote for it, and it's going to have to go at the bottom of the pile. Which is not going to be good, because, as I said, it's a weighted system where, you know, putting it in the middle, but how do I put it in the middle? How do I make it better than something I've seen if I haven't seen it? You know, it's a tough call. I don't know. We will see. But that has drastically changed, and I think it's going to change the way the voting works as well, I think. I think it has to, because I'm not the only one. So I know that a lot of people are not seeing as much. I've had people say, well, how come there's so many Girlfriends films, and there's so many of this company or that company? Well, because they're the ones sending them. Elegant Angel still sends pretty regularly. Jules Jordan, I do a ton, because Jules sends stuff. Same thing with Girlfriends and all of their various Archangel and Homegrown and JAV and all that stuff. So that's why. That's why the change. Nothing against any company, nothing for any company. It's just who sends stuff, that's what gets reviewed. At this time of year, everybody gets a closer look. So let's do a couple more categories. That was my big sidebar of the day. And those of you who don't know what I mean by a weighted ballot, we cover that usually in the rules section. You rank everything 1 through 8, 1 through 12, 1 through 15, however many it is. And if you're at the bottom, you're way behind at the top. It's not just first place votes. It's a great weighted system. Fantastic. Every voting should use it. I'm sure most do at this point. Next category. Best all-girl movie. This one's easy. Easy to define, anyway. All-girl performers. And what you're going to notice here, tons of Girlfriends films. Accidentally Lesbian, Forbidden Fruits. Angela Loves Women. Angela White through Girlfriends. Angels and Devils, Hustler. Annika's Booty Size, BAM, which is Evil Angel. Business of Women, Girls' Way, also distributed by Girlfriends. Butt Slammers, Air Rose Pure Play. That, of course, is a... Well, we'll do that when we get back. Girlfriends from Wicked Pictures. Girlfriends 8 from Third Degree. Girls Kissing Girls 17. Lesbian Cheerleaders from Addicted to Girls. Can't wait to see that one. I have not seen it yet. Lesbian Desires 3 from Babes, which is put through Pulse, so I haven't seen those in a while. Me and My Girlfriend 10 from Girlfriends Films. Pink Velvet Vivid. Seduction Diaries of a Femme, Adam and Eve, and The Turning, Girls' Way, which is Girlfriends. So fewer Girlfriends proper this year. Looks like not many actually. Only one actually. One actually girlfriend's proper. Me and my girlfriend 10. Now Girl Way has one that's through them. Also, Girls Way has two actually, and then Angela White. So a little more variety, I guess, now as more people are shooting girl stuff. I still think Girlfriends Films just has it down. They're great at what they do. Really and truly great at what they do. The one that stands out for me is Butt Slammers from Arrows, which is put out by Pure Play. And I always confuse Pulse and Pure Play, and I hope I won't do that, because Pure Play does send stuff. Pulse does not, and that's a problem we're gonna address several times throughout this podcast, I'm sure. But it's sort of a reboot of an old series. Some of you remember Bruce Seven, legendary adult filmmaker, one of the early voices, along with Stagliano and Patrick Collins, and that sort of evil angel, elegant angel tree. Bruce has been making movies forever, always really pushed girl, and some fetish stuff, oil, toys, anal. He was very one of the early people very into that in his shooting. And his work is dear to me for a lot of reasons. Number one, it was great and from my youth. And number two, because of the first few movies I ever reviewed way back in 1996, five. I have to check my own history. I want to say 95. It could have been 96. Way back almost 20 years ago, I believe the first three reviews I did were his Taking It to the Limit series. I did like 1 through 6 as my sort of introduction to this industry. Butt Slammers was the all-girl line. I liked it. I liked the other stuff better because I don't prefer girl-on-girl porn when given a choice. But that one I did review and I liked it very much. I think it had a lot of the same sensibilities, but obviously you move forward 25 years in technology and just style. It was a nice updated version, and I would not be surprised to see it win. I also wouldn't be surprised to see Annika's booty size win. I've seen a couple scenes from that. I have to finish the movie. And like I said, I can't wait to see Lesbian Cheerleaders just because I do like cheerleader movies. That's definitely something. Okay, we will do one more because it kind of blends in. Best All-Girl Series. By the way, last year this category was called Best All-Girl Release. And it was a tie between Alexis and Asa from Adam and Eve, which was really fun to watch. Those two performers are great together. And Women Seeking Women 100 from Girlfriend Films, which is kind of a big deal. You know, I don't think there's maybe... other than more dirty debutantes, I can't think of a whole lot of porn series. And Homegrown. Homegrown's at like 500. But other than those two series, I can't think of another series that has 100 in it. Anyway, that's what won last year, Best All-Girl Release. Best All-Girl Series last year went to Girls Kissing Girls from Sweetheart Mile High. I like that series. It's pretty good. I mean, as my friend and adult director-producer Jim Gunn always said, you can never go wrong with two girls kissing. It's, you know, words to live by, my friends. Best All-Girl Series, Girl Train from Belladonna, Hot and Mean from Brazzers, Hot Lesbian Love from Girlfriends Films, Cougars and Kittens, Zero Tolerance, So-and-So Loves Girls from Sweetheart. That's a great series, by the way. I really like that series. Mother-Daughter Lesbian Lessons, Forbidden Fruits, A Mother-Daughter Thing, Digital Sin, Party of Three, Bang Productions, Seduction of from Devil's Films, kind of an all-girl gangbang series. Underrated in this category. There's Only One from Addicted to Girls. We Live Together, Reality Kings. I like that. Another movies I haven't seen. And then Women Seeking Women from Girlfriends Films. You can go with the easy one. Women Seeking Women, Girlfriends Films is a powerhouse. Seduction of, as I said, is very underrated. I like We Live Together. I just haven't seen any this year. Or Hot and Mean. Hot and Mean is a little more aggressive. Can be a lot of fun, depending on the performers. Sometimes you get girls who just are not as ready for that as others. But I like that series. I haven't seen it, so if I don't get them, I don't know exactly where I'm going to put that. But at this point, honestly, I would lean toward Blank Loves Girls from Sweetheart as just really always very, very solid. Last year's winner, we already mentioned, Girls Kissing Girls. Did not get nominated this year? Did not get nominated this year. Interesting. That's it for podcast number two. Please visit rajreviews.com for all your adult reviews, news, and information about the world of adult. For your all of your PR needs, visit pipelinemultimedia.com or drop me a line. I will talk to you about it. You can reach me at raj@rajreviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can click the feedback button at the bottom here. That's what I always like. If you have questions about what you've heard, comments about what you've heard, want to tell me how much these things suck or how much you enjoy them, I will read them all at this point. I will read your comments in the next issue. Next episode. If you are a female performer and want to send over a fan sign and some eye candy, I will talk about you in the nomination section. Not necessarily going to vote, but, you know, at least the fans will get a chance to see you while they listen to me talk. Feedback, always welcome. Please, feedback. And as I said, you want to, you know, sponsor this thing? I don't know. I haven't even thought about pricing it, but people keep saying, you should sponsor it. You should sell ads. I'm not selling ads. It's a podcast. But in the meantime, visit rajreviews.com. Buy your porn. Pay for your porn. Adult DVD Empire, GameLink.com, SugarDVD.com, HotMovies.com, etc. Thank you. And until next time, I'm signing off. This is Roger Pipe of RajReviews.com.